So there's 18 in total. If you actually do the sums, there's over 400 million different combinations of genotypes possible at those 18 loci, because you've got three different genotypes of each locus. And if you do 3 to the power of 18, you get nearly 400 million. So that's a lot of different combinations, each of which in theory has a different risk. Of course, it would be pointless to work out the risks for all of them, but it is reasonably straightforward. We know from the epidemiology that, broadly speaking, these alleles interact on a multiplicative scale, if the scale is the relative risk, and on a log scale, they're log additive. So for each allele you carry, you just add the risks of those risk alleles together to get the log relative risk. And what this results in is that you get a distribution of risk in the population that is log normal. So some people are at low risk, some people are high risk, most people are at intermediate risk, and that, the shape of that risk distribution is approximately log normal. And on a log relative risk scale, the variance of that risk distribution, which is the square of the standard error, that tells you how broad the distribution is about 0.14, and you can calculate that quite exactly. As I said, it's just about 10% of the total variance. So people who are on the first centile of risk, their relative risk is about 0.38, so there are 60% reduced risk compared to an average risk in the population of 1. Somebody on the 99th centile, so there's only 1% of people with a risk higher than this have a relative risk of about 2.25. Even that's not a huge risk, I think you'll agree. And one of the things that's always a little bit counterintuitive is actually the median risk is less than the average risk. So most people are at less than average risk, which is always a bit counterintuitive, but in fact there's lots of data to tell us that that's true. And the median risk is 0.93, a relative risk of 0.93. So when all these people put out these things saying 1 in 10 or 1 in 9 or whatever the current figure is of women will develop breast cancer in their lifetime, that of course is the average risk and not the median risk. The median lifetime risk is less than that. And just by way of comparison, if you use standard risk factors for breast cancer, the variance that they explain is about 0.13. So in fact, this list of genes does about as well now, a little bit better in terms of explaining risk than the standard risk factors, for example, as used in the Gale model